Matt Gurney here. Richard Krauss is with me. Talking a lot about the balloon lately. The balloon has been my favorite recent story. Want to bring on Chris Rutowski, science writer and educator and Canada's preeminent UFOologist. Chris.
Ufologist, is it not? Chris, is it ufologist?
It is ufologist.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I guess I need to know more, preeminent ufologist, to nail the pronunciation. So tell me about balloons, because I'm betting that a lot of the reports that actually come in from people out there are people who saw what was a weather balloon. And I know that's the old joke because of Roswell, but I bet it's true a lot of the time.
Yeah, there's no question that some of the cases that come in are balloons, they're stars, planets, satellites, the whole thing. And it's, you know, not uncommon. As a matter of fact, we had a pilot, commercial airline pilot, report over New Brunswick in July of last year that he had encountered a sort of a rogue balloon at something like 30,000 or 40,000 feet. So, you know, these things are reported from time to time.
Is 768 reported UFO sightings in Canada, that was from last year, is that more, or have we been seeing more over the last number of years as people start to have drones and there's more potential to see errant things flying by your house?
Actually, believe it or not, we're going down a little bit. Although,
really?
Last year we were at about par with the year before. There were, I think, 725 or so cases in 2021 and 768 in 2022. So it seems like a bit of an increase. But there is one person in Gatineau, Quebec, who submitted 37 separate reports. So that tended to bump the stats out a bit. So we were actually going down. The highest peak was somewhere around 2012 or so. There's something like 1,200 or 1,300 reports in Canada in one year. We've been going down a little bit ever since then, but we're hanging in there. You know, 768 is among the lowest we've had in quite a number of years, but that's still true every day. So, you know, people are still seeing things.
Is that person in Gatineau that reported 37, are they just glued to a telescope? how do they see that many? And if so, like, do you take that kind of reportage seriously? Do you take that number of reports seriously from one person?
Normally, no, but this person had actually submitted photos to an organization, and they were taken with an infrared camera of unusual things moving around in the sky. So, you know, when there's a little bit of supporting documentation, that tends to add some credence to it. I still think we could explain most of those as well, but it's simply just a matter of taking what people give us. And it's not an indication of how many aliens there are visiting Canada, but it's simply a matter of this is what people are reporting, and the interest is very high. I think that's what's increased over the past little while.
Right.
Chris, when you get a report, tell me what happens to it. What's the process? I see something, I document it, or even maybe I don't, I bring it to you. What do you do with it?
Well, you know, you're in good company, first of all, because polls have shown that about 10% of all Canadians believe they've seen UFOs. Unfortunately, only about 10% of those actually make the report, you know, mention it to somebody else or file it. And people will report UFOs through a variety of ways, through websites that collect such things directly to us, to other organizations. We get, you know, reports from pilots that are reporting things to Transport Canada. You know, pilots and air traffic controllers are reporting things to the government in this regard. They actually are called UFOs on the Transport Canada website. So it's just a matter of investigation. There's not a lot of investigation being done anywhere in the world, unfortunately. It's more of a collecting the data. But we're hoping that that'll be changing with, you know, more people interested and some scientists and financial backing to this type of phenomenon research.
We're speaking with Chris Rutowski, science writer and educator and Canada's preeminent ufologist. Chris, I'm going to ask you about a little bit of history here, and this may or may not be something that you can answer, but I grew up on the East Coast, and in my town was the house that that a guy named Simeon Perkins used to live in. Simeon Perkins lived there in, I think, from 1750 until 95 or 6 or 7. And in one of his diaries, he talks about a UFO sighting. And they don't call it that, but I'm told that on October 12th, 1796, 3 people witnessed as many as 15 ships in the air and a being with outstretched arms. And apparently it was the first UFO sighting in Canada. Do you know anything about this?
Well, I've read the historical account. You know, we've had cases of what would become Montreal, where some of the early explorers and the indigenous First Nations there had seen what was described as glowing, fiery serpents in the sky as well in, in the 1700s. So, you know, there are a number of cases. 1796 had a case up in northern Manitoba where explorer had said that he, and it recorded in his diary, that something flew overhead and then crashed onto the frozen lake with the sound, as he described, of a massive jelly.
So
we can go back historically, but you know, it's hard to evaluate things that happened so long ago. Yeah. That's why they're looking to have things, you know, real-time investigation, real-time instrumented data collection, you know, is the way to go.
When you talk about the sightings of today, you said about 2 of them a day. Is there a typical sighting? And I know, like, everyone will be different, but, like, what are a lot of the reports that come across your desk?
Yeah, we run some basic stats on the cases in Canada every year. And, you know, 768 this year, we've had them up, as I mentioned, at 1,300. The typical sighting is simply a light in the sky that doesn't behave like a star or planet or airplane or satellite. Somebody reports it's probably about 11 o'clock at night is the time. It's white in color, and it's really not just one person. The stats show that it's usually one person with another person most of the time. So somebody has enough time to look up in the sky, see something, and then elbow the companion in the ribs and say, hey, do you see what I'm seeing? So it suggests that, you know, it's the type of thing where it's a shared experience and there's some corroboration.
Well, if I can, sorry, just want to jump in there. How much has cell phones changed that? Because it used to be two buddies seeing something, and now everybody has a camera in their pocket at all times.
Yeah, but you know, the problem is cell phones are terrible at taking photos and videos of tiny lights moving in the night sky. They're great at taking pictures of cats. You know, you have to really emphasize that. But taking pictures of lights moving in the night sky, all you get generally is a black screen with a tiny white light in the distance. Even if to your own eyes it seems pretty large, even zooming in, you tend to get this blob, and it really isn't giving much information.
So often what people see are balloons or drones or meteors or military exercises, something like that, but 8.2% are considered unexplained. And they obviously go into a separate file. What does that exactly mean, unexplained?
What it means is we have enough information to rule out stars and planes and satellites and that type of thing, but not enough information to really say what it was. It's like if you see a hit and run on the street, you know that somebody was hit by a car, but you don't know necessarily the make and model or the name of the person who was driving it. So there's still a lot of information that needs to be gathered, and that's where the problem is. We have to get more data, have better observation, and there are plans afoot to have all sky cameras and magnetometers and various other devices scanning the sky all the time, specifically for detecting UFOs and UAPs, as they're called now.
Absolutely fascinating stuff. Chris, great to get you on the show. Thanks so much for this. Thanks for filling in some of the gaps.
Thank you.
My pleasure. A ufologist.
Ufologist.
See? I learn fast. Chris Rutowski here with us on The Rush. When we come back in just a couple of minutes, we're going to check in with our colleagues at CTV Toronto. We'll find out what they've got coming up at 6 o'clock this evening after Richard and I clock out for the day. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in just a couple of moments. Matt Gurney here. Richard Krause is with me. This is The Rush on News Talk 1010.